very good if you say, Iyama Bishleimo Bimarovish Droy Mesevi. So where do we start off? Where was the Lishkas HaTloim? Where was that room where they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid? If you want to say everybody holds the same thing, it was Marovis Droimis. It was Taka in the west-south side, like it says in Masechta Midas. And we want to say before, even Masechta Tomid is also maskim to that. That really was more to the Durham side, to the south side. Why did Masechta Tomid say it was more to the north side? Sofin, because if you're standing on the south side, it looks as if it reaches all the way down to the north side. But really, really, it was more towards the south side. So if you say this is true, they see I'm with Bishleima. If you tell me that really, everybody holds. The Lishchas HaTloyim, like it says in Masech Temidis, was on Marav Droimis, was on the west, south side, heavy, hainu de Mataris. This is the way we give a terrace now. There shouldn't be a stira, lechem aponim, lechem aponim. That there should not be a stira about where exactly was that lishcha, that room, to make lechem aponim. Like Rashi says, Iyam with Mishleima, Tane de Tomid, Gufa is the Gufa, the Tani lishcha Tloyim, Bitzvainis Marovis, even though it says the Mesech de Tomid, that was on the north side, the northwest side, really Moide Hevet Litzad Marovis Roimis Hevi. Really, even that Mesech de Tomid is Moide, that really was near, closer, towards the south side. El Lefi Maris Enoi, Shone Mishnosoi. But the way you look, if you're standing on the south side, it looks like it was towards the north side. That's why it says it was on the north side. But really, even Mesech de Tomid is Moide, it was on the south side. It's only if somebody standing on the south side, then it looks like it's more towards the north side. But really, really, where was this lishcha that they kept the tloyim, the animals for the korban atomid? Really, loyla mikarvans reimis marovis. Really, it was on the south side, the southwest side. Boom. It comes to say now the cheshbonis of where the four lishchayos were. His Heimat the Mataris, this is where we give a terrace now to the steer of the Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim. Leah used to say, really it was, Bidroimis Mizrachis. Could be according to everybody. You know where the Lishcha, where they made the Lechem Aponim was? It was on the Dora Mizrach. It was on the southeast side, the bottom left corner. That's where it was. Kiriktoni Bemidis. Like it says clearly in Masech Temidis. Masech Temidis, it says clearly, which corner was the Lishcha of the Lechem Aponim? It was on the Dora Mizrach. Now the only question we had was, it was Masha from Masech Tetomid that it came out to be on the Tzofin Mizruch. So where was the Stira? So now we're in saying, Lotiksha Adodi, Lo Likshi Adodi, don't ask any kashis. Ketzad Lishcha Tatloyim Bedroimis Marovis. How could it come out to be that the Tloyim was on the southwest side? And now, and Lishcha's Chosomis, Ket Lishcha's Tatloyim Bedroimis Marovis, Lishcha's Chosomis. Now, Ki Ozna Derech Smoil, if you walk around the left side, but Marovis Svoinis, if you go down Marov, Sofin side, if you go to the west or north side, is Beis Hamukud Svoinis, then Beis Hamukud would be Svoinis Mizrochis, and Lishchas Lechem Aponim would also be Mizrach Droimis. Smell, there would not be any Stira. Even Masechta Tomid is also Moida, that it was Mizrach Droimis, was on the southwest side, the southeast side. So even though he has the Cheshbon a little bit different, but that's because he's going the left side. Make a left turn. If you make a left turn, it goes from the Marav Droimis to the Marav Tzofin to the Tzofin Mizrach until finally you come to the Mizrach Dorim. But really, both Amoida, where was the Lishcha of Lechem Aponim? It was on the bottom left corner. It was on the Mizrach Dorim. That's where the Lishcha was for Lechem Aponim. So it's very good if you tell me everybody holds that the Lishcha Tatloyim really was in Marav Dorim. Really was on the west-south side. And it's only a question, how do you have the cheshbon of the four? Do you go right turn, or do you go a left turn? Eli Yamr, but if you're going to tell me that really, really Masech Tomid means what it says, that the Lishcha of the Tloyim was Tzvoinis Marovis, when they say Tzofen, they mean Mamish literally, the side, the north, west side, that corner, that was the corner where the Lishcha of the Tloyim was, Heve Abizoi Soy Soif, my terutze. Then there's no way to answer the stira to exactly which corner they made the lechem aponim between Masechta Tomid and Masechta Midas. If you'll say that Masechta Tomid really means Sof and Marovis, then we're going to end off with the kasha. Where was lechem aponim? Selo, there should be a raya el lav shma mino. From here, it's a good raya, a good proof that the Marov is Jeroimus Hevi. Do you know where the Lishcha of the Tzloyim was? According to everybody, it was on Marav Durham side. According to everybody, that's the corner where the Lishcha of the Tzloyim was. And it's only a question, do you count it right way, going the right, we're going to make it a right turn, or else making a left turn. But they both come out to the same place, that the Lishkas of the Lechem Aponim was on the bottom left side, on the Dorim Mizrochis. Elal Shramina Barov is Dorim Mizrevei, Shramina. Here it's a good Raya. Spread the Gemara though, or Kofon is still a Kasha Masech to Tomid. How come you make the Cheshbin going a left turn? Aye, but Omama, we learned that Kolpino Isha'ato Foyner, Lo Yehei Elo Derech Yimin. Anytime you make a turn, you're always supposed to make a right turn, always go towards your right side. So how could you say here, Masechta Tamid is making a cheshbon going around the left side, you're always supposed to make a right turn, you have to count the right way. And for the Gemara, Hani Mili B'Avoida. When do we say that you always make a right turn? That's when you're actually doing the Avoida. When you're actually bringing a korban. When you're bringing a korban and walking around the Mizbeach, you have to always make a right turn. B'Shas Avoida, you always have to make a right turn. Aval Hocho, over here what Masechta Tamid is telling us, it's not talking about doing the Avoida, it's talking about by this big, like, around the picture, right picture of Faceless, that there was a big base on Mukad HaGadol. There was this big room that you had a lot of fire there. And on the all four corners, there were different Lishchois. So it's a Machlokes now, which corner had, not which ones, but we had a count on which corners was the different purposes. So here it's not so shvelo hocha chush ben avi yalmu. The reason why Masechta Tamid keeps the cheshbon, the count going left way, because we're not talking about doing the avoida, we're just talking about giving a cheshbon exactly what was in each corner. So when you're talking about the corners, that's not a kasha why you say you're doing this corner, then make a left turn while doing the left corner, then the next left corner, the next left corner. Because we're not talking about actually walking around here to do the avoida. Avada, when you do the avoida, you have to do a derech yamin. Here we're not talking about doing the avoida. We're just on giving a cheshbon. To which corner was the lishcha for the tloyim? Which was the lishcha at Beis Hamukad? Which was the lishcha for the lechem aponim? That's all. So therefore it's not shver why Masechta Tamid counts it leftwards. Goes left way. To Rashi.
If you want to say Masechta Tamid means literally what it means, what it's saying, that it was on the north, it was on the north west side. You're going to have a stira exactly which corner did they make the lechem upon him. Ki mani derech smel heavy lishkas lechem upon him v'dreimus marovis. Even if you want to go around the left way, still you won't come out the lechem upon him to be only by the dorim marovis to the southwest side. Nefim in yonai. And we're saying now in Masechta Tamid, in Masechta Midas, its mashma was tzofin. It was according to Masechta Midas. It was on Mizrach Dorim, so you're going to have a stira there. So Elamai, you have to say that everybody holds about the Lishcha of Tloyim was in the Marav Dorim side. And so on your question, you go count the right turn, or do you count the left turn? Aye, for the Markash of Amamal, come on, that you're always supposed to make a right turn, that there it is, that's when you're actually doing the Avoida. Here we're not talking about doing the Avoida, we just start making a Cheshbin, which way you went. So you're allowed to make a Cheshbin going leftwards. That's why Masechta Tamid makes the leftwards. So if we're making a leftwards, there comes out the same thing. The Lechem Aponim was in Mizrach Dorim, just like Masechta Midas makes the cheshbon that Lechem Aponim was also in the Dorim Mizrach side. Just that Masechta Midas goes around the right way, and the Masechta Tamid goes around the leftwards. But Mel, there's no stira. Right. Our Mishnah also said again what that these 7 days that they had a priest, they took the Kohen Gadol away from his house to be in Lishkas Behedrin, the 7 days before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol did the Avoida every single day. He brought the Korban HaTamid. That was those 7 days. But Shankin, the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol does not have to do the Avoida. It's up to him. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol makrev chelek b'roish. If the Kohen Gadol wants to bring a Korban that day, to bring the Korban HaTamid, he has the right. He could do it if he wants to. V'noito chelek b'roish. When they come to divide up the animals, the pieces of meat, from the Korban HaTamid, or not the Korban HaTamid, Tamid is a good Korban Erlo, from the other Korbanos that are brought that day, from the Korban Chattis, the Kohen Gadol has the right to choose the best portion. So the Maratona Rabbanon, Ketzad Makriv Chelek B'Roshei, Perosh, how do we say that the Kohen Gadol comes any day he wants to make the akrova, to bring the karbonis, to do the avoid of the karbonis? Is Oyma the Kohen Gadol has the right to say, Oyla zu ani makrif. Anytime there's a korban oyla here in the Beis Hamikdash, he could say, you know what, I want to do it today. Even though it's not his beisav, really, he was bought the ovis to know exactly which kahanim could do the avoid of which day, that was only for the normal kahanim. Kohen Hedjit. Mashenka, the Kohen Gadol, he had a right to come in any time he wanted to do the avodah. He could say, this korban eilah, I want to bring it today. Mincha zu, ani makriv. This mincha also, I want to bring, I have a right to bring it. Ketzad noita chelik broish. How did he have the right? What does it mean, he takes the chelik broish, he takes the good portion? Oimer has the right to say, chate zu, ani yoichel. After they brought the korban chatis, the Kohen Gadol just walks in and says, I want to take the portion from this korban chatis. Hey, chate zu, ani yoichel. He has a right to come in and stamp take it. Weiter, v'noitel another chalukah was v'noitel chalom mishtei chalas. That ran shvuas. They brought the shtei halechim, then they divided it up. The Kohen Gadol had a right to take one of those two chalas. He took half of it. He took one chala out of the shtei halechim, went to the Kohen Gadol. Arba oichomish mimais halechim upon him. Every Shabbos they had the lechem upon him, which was 12 chalas. Two piles of six and six. So after every Shabbat, they took off the old 12 chalas and they divided it between the kohanim. Now, how much went to the Kohen Gadol? This Tana holds arba oichomish. We'll soon see why. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol took four of the 12 lechems, and sometimes he took five of the 12 lechems. Heis arba oichomish mimais lechem upon him. That's what the Tana Kama says. Rabbi Yoima, Rabbi says no. Li oilam chomish. Rabbi says the Kohen Gadol always takes five. Liyolam chomish. Shenema the pasuk says, "For hoiso li Aaron olabonov, machzo li Aaron omachzo labonov." So whenever they made the chalukah, half went to Aaron and half went to his children. So therefore, when we divide up the lechem upon him, Aaron always gets, the Kohen Gadol always gets five. The Gemara will soon ask, the Kohen should have got six then, because there were 12 lechems for the lechem upon him. So you divide up half and half, the Kohen Gadol should have got six. We'll soon see why the Kohen Gadol only gets five. So the Rashi, Mishtei Chalas, out of the Rashi Shel Atzeres, from the Tushtei Alechem that they brought down the Atzeres, there everybody holds the Kohen Gadol got one. Mashenkin, from every Shabbos Lechem upon him, here it's the Machlokes. The Tanna Kamma says, Arbo Chomish, Bechol Shabbos V'Shabbos, Lokamim Meforish, Mosse Arbo Mosse Chomish. Soon the Gemara will explain when did they get four, and when did they get five. Now, V'hoi Soli Aaron Labon of the Pasuk says, V'lechem upon him Tziv, but this is a posik by the lechem upon him, that mashma machzul yaron, the Kohen Gadol received half of the lechem upon him. V'yafapi shein shnei moser, or this is the question, even though how many chalas were there by the lechem upon him, there were 12 chalas. So if you say the Kohen Gadol gets half, how much is half of 12? Should he got 6? So how come Rabbi says he only gets 5? So Morian says, yesh bem shtei chalas sheinem mischalkos, in the first v'yozol. There are two lechems, two chalas, and not in the cheshbon. They don't divide two. So how many did they divide up? Only 10. So Mel is very good. The Kohen Gadol gets half of 10 is 5. That will soon see. But this is the Machlokes Tanakam and Rebbe. How many chalas did the Kohen Gadol get? Do you always get half? And according to Tanakam, no, sometimes you only got 4. No?
The Kohen Gadol didn't take anything, so the other Kohen divided up.
Yeah. So Mara Gufa Kash, Yava Kash, what he just said. Omati, you're just telling me now that Noitel Chala Achas Meshtei Chalas. That everybody holds. That what? Or not everybody, that's the Stam Mishnah here. That by Shavuos, when they made the special Shtei Halechim, the Kohen Gadol took one. So the Chur, why do we see one? He gets half. Because there were only two. So Mani Rebihi. That race has to go according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds the Kohen Gadol always got half. The Yama Palga Shokel, he gets half. Now, Eimer Mitzios, so what does it say in the middle of this Mishnah? This Raisa, what does it say? Arbo Echomish, that the Kohen Gadol only took four, or sometimes he got five. Mimais Lechem upon him, from the Lechem upon him of every Shabbos. El Zur Osun Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin Shita. Dioma Loishako Palga, that no, the Kohen Gadol does not always get half. Because we see sometimes he only gets four. We'll soon see when he gets four. But I call upon him, four for sure is not half. So where the middle that says 4 and 5 is not according to Rebbe, but according to the Rabbonin. What was the aim of Sefer? What does it say at the end? The Sefer it says, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, Li'oilom Chomish, they're always 5. So the Chura Reisha is saying for Rebbe. The end that it says there's always five for the Kohen Gadol, that again is Rebbe Shita, that the Kohen Gadol gets half. So it's a bit modern here. The beginning and the end goes according to Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol always got half. And the Mitzvah Rabbanin, and the middle part goes according to Rabbanin, that they say no, four or five, that sometimes you only get four. The Chura, that's not like Rebbe, so it's a bit modern as that. So Drashi Osan Rabbanin, the Yamad Rabbanin said, Leshoka Palga, they don't get half. Because if the Kohen Gadol always is supposed to get at least half, he can't get less than five lechems from the lechem opponent. Because at least 10 was divided up. So how do you say he gets four? So right, it's not according to Rebbe. He don't know that he gets always half. So the Chura Reishim is the Yasser Abonin. The Amri Lashoko Palga Ela Botsim Ipalga. Or the Kashaloch. Chalot. And the Gemara like this. His Ema. Yeah. Reisha is safer, Rebbe. Tziyos Rabbonin. Is Omer Abaye? Abaye says like this, no. Reisha Teim Tziyos Rabbonin. No. Both the Reisha and the Mitzia goes according to the Rabbonin. That really the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. He only gets four. Aye, the question was, why by Atzeres then? So they say the Kohen Gadol gets one of the Shtei Alechem. Nechur the Rabbonin, she three, the Kohen Gadol does not get hif. So how come here by the Shtei Alechem he gets hif? He gets one Lechem. Have the Gemara Umay, the Rabbonin, beprusat lav urcha arya, lemeitzvah, lekoin godol. The Rabbonin also Umay, that by the Shtei Lechem, since there are only two Lechems, so we have to give something to the Koin Godel. It's not nice to give him a piece. You can't give him a piece of a Lechem. So you have to give him a whole Lechem. So the least you can give him is one Lechem. Therefore, even the Rabbonin Umay, that when it comes Shavuos, the Shtei Lechem, the Koin Godel for sure gets one Lechem. That goes according to everybody. Now it's only a machlekes by the Shtei HaLechem, by the Lechem upon him every Shabbos, where we had 12 chalas, and 10 of them were divided up. So the Shaila is, does the Kohen Gadol always get at least 5? He gets half, or else no, the Rabbanim say no, sometimes he gets 4 or 5, sometimes he only gets 4. Then there's no such theory. The Reisha Takiv is the Rabbanim, the Reisha Nim Tziyosa, and Echnami Rebbe, at the end of it, it's on the Rabbanim. Because it's not a Urcha Arya, Lemes of the Kohen Gadol, a piece. Therefore, for sure, you have to give him at least one whole challah from the lechem, from the Shtei Lechem. Now for the Gemara. Umaya bor chomish to Rabbonin. What does it mean the Rabbonin said that the Kohen Gadol sometimes gets four out of the 12, and sometimes